Hello, good afternoon.
How have you been with the attention this week? Because this is something, this transformation you've done with full body tattoos, tongue splitting, the coloured eyes, which we'll get to in a sec. There's a lot of couch critics out there. How have you gone with all the feedback from your look?
Look, a lot of people have different opinions on what beauty is, so you can't get too upset about someone's opinion on what I look like. I never take it to heart these days. I used to get very personal about it, but I just realised that, you know, it's not for everyone, and that's okay.
So when did it all start for you? When did you think, you know what, where you got your first tattoo and you thought, I want to keep going from here?
Pretty much. I got my first tattoo at 16, and it was done by one of my country bumpkin friends from my hometown. And, it didn't even hurt me. And the feeling I got from that was just a feeling I wanted to experience for the rest of my life. And I just knew that it was something that I was destined for.
Because the body is a canvas, and you're expressing yourself through art on your body. But what's made news headlines this week is the story about how you actually went through eye tattooing and having the whites of your eyes actually changed to quite a bright, quite a vibrant blue. Tell us or talk us through why you decided on this, and just take us through a little bit of that sensation, because it is something that, to be honest, most of us couldn't do.
Okay, yeah. Pretty much, the procedure was actually done incorrectly. So he went into the third layer of my sclera, which is the white part of your eye. You're only supposed to go into the first layer.
Oh, my goodness.
So, so he sent me immediately blind, and I didn't see for 3 weeks.
Why did you want to get your eyeballs tattooed? I mean, was there part of you, or is there anyone around you that goes, probably not a good idea?
Oh, yeah. Don't get me wrong. Like, I knew it wasn't the best idea, but there was something in a part of me that just wanted it so bad, and the aesthetic of it was just so intriguing to me. Yeah.
I know in the some of the articles that had reported on this, you had said it's like glass shards in your eye. It was quite painful. How long did that take to subside, and how were you feeling when you initially went blind? Were you worried that this could be permanent?
Oh yeah. It was extremely scary. I wasn't aware that I was going to go blind. If the procedure's done correctly, which I thought it was going to be done correctly, you're only supposed to have light sensitivity and no pain whatsoever, because there's actually no nerves in your eyeballs.
Yeah, right.
So you're not supposed to feel the pain. But funnily enough, I actually copped a lot of hate from a lot of body modification enthusiasts in Australia, because people didn't believe me that I was feeling this pain and how excruciatingly difficult it was to get through that eyeball procedure. People still just don't believe me that I went blind, or, you know, that I was in that much pain. But, you know, the one person that can answer to that is my mother.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I think you seem pretty legit when you're getting your eyeballs tattooed. It's funny that people would call you out and say that you're a bit of a fake. But is there something else that's going to happen now? Like, obviously, I don't think, by the sounds of it, it doesn't sound like you're done.
No, I'm not done. I've still got a lot of tattoos to go, but I'm also going to do a Brazilian butt lift in the new year. So that's another body modification that I'm very excited for. A bit more of a serious one, but it'll be really good.
Is there an end point for you, or like the Brazilian Ken doll that, you know, got ribs removed so that his jackets fit better around him? Are you just going to keep going until whenever?
No. So the Brazilian butt lift is the last thing that I'm doing to my body besides tattooing.
Yeah.
Okay. And that'll probably be my last point that I get to.
I admire you. You're also a lot braver than I am, because all of the procedures that you have had done, I'm too much of a wuss. But I know for you, it was to bring out your true self, your inner self, and to make you more confident. And you are confident in the way you look, and we absolutely admire that. So we really appreciate your time, and all the very best for the coming procedures and putting it all together. Thank you so much for joining
us. Thank you so much.
And please take care.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.